Beatles fans are screaming again, and not because of the group's new book or its platinum-selling compilation CD. Fans are excited because they have a chance to see what appears to be a live performance by rock legends. What they're really seeing is a facsimile called 1964 The Tribute. NPR's Jerome Vaughn reports the group is so authentic that fans don't really seem to mind they're not seeing the real thing.
The House of Blues in downtown Chicago is packed with fans of all ages. Middle-aged men gather in clumps down on the dance floor while teenage girls jostle to proclaim their love for their favorite Beatle.
Usually my favorite's Paul McCartney, but I have to say Ringo Starr is my favorite.
Paul McCartney.
Ringo Starr?
John or Paul, because Paul I thought was really cute.
The girls are well aware that these aren't the real Beatles. They know they're about to hear four middle-aged men, three from Akron, Ohio, and one from Los Angeles. But it doesn't seem to matter. The excitement the band generates could have come straight out of a 1960s newsreel.
The number one Beatles tribute band in the world, 1964, The Tribute!
1, 2, 3, 4!
During the show, 1964's George dances just like the real one in A Hard Day's Night, and Ringo does his trademark head shake while pounding out the beat. The band members have watched hundreds of hours of tape, learning to imitate the mannerisms and voices of the Beatles. Gary Grimes, who plays Paul, even spent years learning to play the bass left-handed, and all of the group's members have perfected their Liverpool accents. Mark Benson is the group's John.
Well, John's a bit snotty, isn't he? So, you know, he would say things like, you know, shut up while Paul's talking, or something like that, you know. But the main thing, you know, that we want to talk about is sort of interaction between people is very natural. Because, you know, we've been friends since high school, so we've known each other for 20-some years. And we're practically friends, you know, by now.
The musicians dress like the Beatles, complete with black suits and skinny ties, and of course, the signature haircuts. They even use a combination of authentic and reproduction guitars and amplifiers to get the sound just right. 1964 The Tribute has the reputation for being so authentic that members of three other Beatle cover bands have come to see the House of Blues show. Frank Canino from the group British Export says 1964 is the gospel when it comes to Beatle bands.
They move just like the Beatles, and they, you know, dance and do. They just have done their homework. They've got the best show imaginable, and it's really great to go see them. They really bring back that feeling.
Making it real is the only way to make the fans happy, according to Jimmy Poe, the group's George.
As musicians and actors, we're doing the Beatles, and everybody that comes to see us, most of the people that come to see us, are Beatle aficionados, if you will, or Beatle fanatics, and they know every little nuance, they know every little mannerism, and if you don't do it, or you do it the wrong way, they'll notice.
Apparently, the members of 1964 get it right. After more than 15 years, the number of fans has grown dramatically, as have the number of nights the band plays each year and the size of the venues. Six teenage girls lean their elbows on the stage, singing, screaming, and swaying side to side. The girls know the words to every song, even though they were born more than a decade after the real Beatles broke up. 14-year-old Megan O'Connor is one of them.
My favorite part of the show was the twist and shout part.
Yeah, I like that part too. I should have said something
about
that.
And why'd you like that part so much?
I don't know, because we were all like dancing and I don't know, it's fun. And I like that song.
For Megan and many of the teenage fans at the 1964 show, their love of the music seems genuine, but their manic behavior may be genetic. Peggy O'Connor is Megan's mom.
She went from NSYNC to the Beatles very quickly, and she lives for the Beatles. Everything on her Christmas list is Beatles, Beatles, Beatles. I'm not surprised at all. She knows every word to every Beatles song. She gets that from Mommy.
The members of 1964, the Tribute, say they don't know how much longer they'll continue touring. The rigors of playing between 150 and 200 nights per year is taking its toll, especially considering the boys are in their early 50s and have families, including teenagers of their own. But for now, the group will continue giving Beatles fans the closest thing they can get to a live performance by John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
He shook my hand and he kissed it. I'm like...
Wait,
he kissed your hand?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Jerome Vaughn, NPR News, Chicago.